in terms of the economic impact, we can look at various parameters. Historically, we've looked at patients with regard to missing time for work, for example. We've looked at their medication needs. We've looked at the cost of being hospitalized. We did a large population-based study a few years ago, and we showed quite interestingly that not only was asthma economically burdensome based on all of those what we call direct costs, but when we looked at indirect costs, these patients also had a significant societal cost. And when we started this research, we thought this is going to relate to work absenteeism. But in fact, what we found is that in terms of indirect costs, two-thirds of those costs were related to presenteeism. So presenteeism is being at work, but actually functioning at a much lower capacity than one normally would. And there are very robust instruments to capture that cost. And building on that earlier study, more recently, we've published a large study, and it's referred to in one of the referred publications. One of our PhD, Dr. Yacoubi, did a study where he modeled the future cost of asthma in the United States over the next 20 years. And what he showed quite nicely in that study was that the cost to the US is close to $1.5 trillion. And I know we now live in an era of trillion dollars, but it's still a huge burden for a single disease. So historically, I think we may not have been as conscious of how big a burden severe asthma was from a societal point of view.